This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, people are ticked, and I don't blame them, when it comes to access to opioids. And from what we're being told by NBC News, patients are begging the FDA for more options and easier access to opioids. Please be heard. Because this is very scary and very dangerous to a lot of people who suffer from real chronic pain, as everybody's trying to get reelected and please voters and get some good media and PR, making these fell swoop legislative moves to curb opioid prescribing to save this world from an opioid epidemic that we're in. And innocent people are being affected by this. So at this week's Food and Drug Administration hearing on chronic pain, the agency says it wants to be accommodating in other ways as it tackles the opioid crisis. This meeting was called to listen to people's stories about the pain and how they may or may not handle it. And I guess the room was full of some very unhappy people. Now, Mary Ann Farrell of Pittsburgh says suicide is always an option for us. She has multiple conditions, fibromyalgia, post-herpetic pain that can linger after shingles. She has traveled to the FDA's headquarters outside Washington to ask the agency to ease restrictions that they say has made it harder for them to get opioids. Then Sandra Flores, a former ER nurse from Tucson. She got huge supply as she told of her repeated efforts to get opioid prescriptions for her pain. Apparently, she has adhesive arachnoiditis. Arachnoiditis is inflammation of the membranes protecting the brain, spine, and nerve endings. I had one patient with this. She was in, I don't think it's the same person, but the pain she was in was intractable. It was so difficult to manage. And she came to me because pain management doctors couldn't help her. I didn't know what more I could do. There's some real, real bad, pain-causing maladies out there. She said, I'm seeing the true face of medicine. Now they are throwing me in the trash. The FDA says it wants to consider the needs of patients with chronic intractable pain as it considers the problem of opioids and as it encourages drug companies to come up with safer alternatives. They say we don't want to perpetuate practices that lead to the misuse of these drugs and the addiction crisis at the same time. We don't want to act in ways that are poorly targeted and end up disadvantaging legitimate patients. Thank you. That's according to FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb. In most circumstances, opioids should only be used for the treatment of acute pain and prescribed for short durations of time. But the FDA is aware that there are certain circumstances, they say, like metastatic cancer pain, episodic treatment of migraine pain, where the drugs are administered over longer periods. He says in select patients and for certain medical conditions, opioids may be the only drugs that provide relief from devastating pain. So the FDA, the CDC, and other medical groups agree not only that there's an opioid crisis, but that it has been driven in no small part to overprescribing. I beg to differ with the overprescribing, but I'll talk to you guys about that. So the CDC reported last year that the number of prescriptions for painkillers tripled between 1999 and 2015. They say we have a generation of providers dispensing these medicines too liberally. Okay, can I remind you guys that between the years 1999 and 2015, maybe even earlier, lawsuits were rampant. And many medical doctors started to get wise when it came to anti-inflammatories for pain. My grandfather, for example, he had gouty arthritis and a lot of pain from his football days. So he used to take loads and loads of aspirin and then Buffarin to the point where he would wake up in a bed full of blood because it'd have a GI bleed. He also ended up developing congestive heart failure. So in the 70s and 80s, people went to these anti-inflammatories. By the 90s, we started telling people, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a second here. This is going to kill your kidneys. It's going to kill your stomach. It's going to kill your heart. Back off of those. So patients coming to me going, I'm in pain. But I'm at risk for ulcer. You can see my kidneys are in trouble. My liver is starting to be in trouble. I don't want this to hurt my heart. So I'm like, then fine, you're getting Vicodin. We cannot have you take ibuprofen or Motrin or Buffarin or aspirin for your pain. So we start to have less people with GI bleed. We start to curb the number of people going into renal failure. Start to curb the number of people going into congestive heart failure. So we did good. The problem is we've seen more and more people use painkillers. See, nobody's asking why the numbers jumped. Everybody thinks it's because, oh yeah, doctors wanted to prescribe willy-nilly. No, there's been reasons for this. And our overdose deaths, the 42,000 people the CDC said died in 2016, it wasn't your family doctor's Vicodin. There were other opioids involved, some of them really heavy, some of them black market, some of them illegal. So what ended up happening is the government decided to jump on this, make themselves look good, and states all around the country are going, all right, we are going to punish doctors for over-prescribing narcotics. That's what we're going to do, because it's very easy to attack the doctor. People don't like doctors. They don't like us. You don't like me. Look at this. You couldn't give a damn. Who cares if Dahlia loses her license or not? I don't care. So people don't care. The problem is you guys are attacking the only people that can help, the innocent ones. It's not my fault somebody shot up heroin and died. Because they came in with a tooth abscess and I gave them one prescription for Vicodin. Maybe esoterically, you know, they ended up liking the Vicodin so much, then they got more from another doctor, and then they ended up getting addicted and overdosed, so maybe somebody could try to trace it back. But I need to be able to give anybody Vicodin if they have a horrible tooth abscess. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, some of us work out, and we notice when we work out, we don't stink. We're getting really sweaty. And the sweat doesn't stink. But then, a little bit later on during the day, you do start to stink. Or, you're at work and it's a long day, and you go, dang, I have got to keep my arms down. Remember in school, you never had body odor, and all of a sudden you go through puberty, teacher calls on you, and I'm like, well, I could raise my hand, and then let everybody smell the underarm, because apparently I didn't know I got to start using deodorant. Or I could keep my arm down and get an F in participation. So, for decades, we have been plagued with body odor. And we just chalked it up to, all right, well, it's underarm sweat. But scientists didn't buy that. because sweat doesn't stink. Sweat doesn't really have an odor to it. So, scientists out of England, the University of York, Department of Biology, decided to look into why our armpits stink. And our armpits, I guess, are home to zillions of bacteria. And the bacteria love our underarms. It's warm. There's lots of little crevices. There's little pores. There's hair. It's protected because you close your arms. So it's not like somebody can wipe it away. We don't really touch our armpits. We don't sit there and scratch or wipe them that often. And so bacteria like to live there. And what these researchers found is these bacteria that set up shop can convert the odorless sweat into a stinky compound using the help of a protein, a transport protein. Now, I don't have the name of that protein, and it hasn't been revealed, but scientists believe that if they target this protein, then bacteria can't convert odorless sweat into stinky sweat. And that type of deodorant would make millions, maybe billions. Now, do you guys know how deodorants work and the difference between deodorants and antiperspirants? So most people say, okay, well, an antiperspirant stops you from sweating and a deodorant covers up the smell. Okay. You're right. Okay, but do you know why? Do you know how those work? So how deodorants work, which is really interesting, is they kill bacteria. And they prevent bacteria growth. It's not an antibiotic, but they are antimicrobial. You know, deodorants are. And they're made with chemicals like sodium stearate, sterile alcohol, triclosan, EDTA. And what these things do is they either make the environment too salty for bacteria or too acidic. And so these bacteria that sit there can't thrive. And bacteria have their own shelf life. So if bacteria can't grow, then they'll eventually die off. Now, you're not going to sterilize your underarm with your deodorant. And most likely got bacteria sitting on their deodorant. But if the deodorant kills the bacteria, they found indirectly that you ended up not having as much smell. I think deodorants were designed in the 40s. I want to look up the history of deodorants because I just love history. Hold on a second. I think it was the 1940s. Hold on. History of deodorant. And basically, again, it was very scientific in nature. Deodorant. Okay, hold on a second. I'm Googling. I'm allowed to Google. Oh, okay. Here we go. 1880s. I knew I was going to say 1880s. I didn't mean to say the 40s. I was going to say the 1800s. Oh. All right, here we go. Hold on a second. Oh, where did it go? The first deodorant kills odor-producing bacteria, and it was called Mum. And it was trademarked in 1888. 1910s, deodorants and antiperspirants were relatively new inventions. So the first trademark happened in the late 1800s. The first antiperspirant was called Everdry. And that came out in 1903. What are antiperspirants? So antiperspirants, they stop sweating. But how they do that is they're made up of aluminum salts. And this aluminum salt, when it dissolves in the moisture of the underarm, whether it's the sweat or just your basic water content on the skin, it forms a gel. These gels, so the salt dissolves in the wet, forms a gel, and then it plugs up the sweat gland. So even if you're making sweat, the sweat can't come up out of the plug. Now, some people will say they break out, but not a lot of people. A lot of times the sweat will just stay there and then dissipate, or you'll stop making more. And obviously the less sweat, then the less compounds coming to those bacteria for them to convert. And then the less hospitable environment for bacteria. So antiperspirants prevent the stress, the sweat. Deodorants kill the bacteria or prevent bacteria growth. By the way, the best time to put on antiperspirant is at night, after your shower. I was at a derm conference, and they said when you're clean, you clean off the bacteria, you are just out of a shower, so a little moist, right? Right? Because you were just out of the shower. You put the deodorant on, it dissolves and makes the plug. See, we always dry off our underarms, right? Because we don't want the wet to dilute. But sometimes that little bit of wet helps. Try it. See if you notice coming right out of the shower the night before. And if you put your deodorant on the night before, that may work well. So interesting. So back in the 1910s, I guess, that's when deodorants and antiperspirants started to become more popular. Many people, though, were hesitant. They thought anti-sweat toiletries could be dangerous. Apparently, according to Julianne Savulka, a 20th century historian, she said this was still very much a Victorian society. Nobody talked about perspiration or any other bodily functions in public. So instead, most people's solution to body odor was to wash regularly or to overwhelm any emerging stink with perfume. And those concerned about sweating percolating through clothing wore dress shields, cotton or rubber pads placed in armpit areas. And then that protected the fabric from the floods of perspiration on a hot day. Well, they say now, here we are 100 years later, the deodorant and antiperspirant industry is worth $18 billion. Now, a question I get from many people is, can they cause cancer? Are these aluminum salts or aluminum chloride or these other, you know, compounds, are they dangerous? Well, if we look at antiperspirants, I'm assuming there could be some dermatologic absorption. But antiperspirants work by a gel clogging the sweat duct. So there's more of a topical action that takes place, and this gel should be too thick to enter the micropores. But you are getting, obviously, epidermal exposure. And then with deodorants, whether it's the fragrance or the ETA, et cetera, you are rubbing them on your skin. It's a thicker skin under your arm, but you're still rubbing them on. Bacteria may also allow little openings in the skin. So in terms of you getting chemical exposure, it's there. Have we come to a conclusion about if it's cancerous, if it's toxic to your heart, are antiperspirants killing us? No, we're not. And we're finding that more people have more issues with body odor. You know, they're going to be less active. They're going to be more isolated. They're going to be, and so, you know, we doctors are like, look, put the deodorant on, be happy, right? Wave your arms, dance, right? Be free. And you're going to probably be more healthy than, you know, trying to stink, cover up. Wasn't it Matt McConaughey or don't some stars never wear deodorant? And so they always stink. And so I don't know. I mean, I'm a fan of his acting. I've never been up close to him, so I can't tell if he stinks. But I heard in one movie, I think it's Goldie Hawn's daughter. I forget her name, Kate Hudson. I think she had said that he doesn't wear deodorant and he stinks. I got to double check that. But anyway, so personally, I still think they're safe. I use them. A lot of people think I don't, right? But I do. Sometimes I apply a few times a day. I live in the desert. It is hot out here, and I don't want to stink. But I would suggest not overdoing it if we get any more studies suggesting that these compounds may not be the best. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is attending NATO meetings today in Brussels. He had a chance to sit down and chat earlier with French President Emmanuel Macron. The president talked about their relationship.
We have a tremendous relationship. We're discussing trade. We're discussing NATO. We're discussing a lot of different things. And hopefully in the end it'll all work out. And so it's great to be with you.
The president also addressed our relationship with Germany.
We have a very, very good relationship with the chancellor. We have a tremendous relationship with Germany.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh will continue to meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill today, including Senators Lindsey Graham and Orrin Hatch. GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel talks about some Democrats in red states who may be supporting Kavanaugh.
John Tester took out a full-page ad when President Trump came to Montana saying, I support President Trump on all these issues. I'll work with him. So Heidkamp, Donnelly.
This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when we are back with Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have another food outbreak involving vegetables. Honestly, I don't blame you guys for wanting just to do the meat and potatoes sort of diet. I don't blame you. So Del Monte Fresh Produce has had to initiate a vegetable tray recall. Little vegetable trays. About 212 people, according to the CDC, as of July 5th, have reported becoming sick with cyclospora. And these were in individuals who consumed broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, and dill dip in their Del Monte Fresh Produce vegetable tray. Now, thus far, the states involved in this recall are Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, and Minnesota. Indiana and Illinois consumers are also being warned of the recall. Now, this parasite is getting a lot of media attention because it's causing explosive diarrhea. We'll talk about what explosive diarrhea is as opposed to regular diarrhea. And the parasite involved is called Cyclospora chiatinensis, or chiatinensis. Sorry about that. And it causes an intestinal infection that we call cyclosporiasis. And cyclosporiasis is not very fun. You get it when you eat contaminated food or water, and the symptoms include abdominal pain, bloating, nausea, vomiting, fever, loss of appetite, weight loss, headache, watery diarrhea. If your watery diarrhea becomes more severe and you get an abrupt expulsion of your diarrhea, and if it makes loud sounds as it exits your tushy, that's called explosive diarrhea. It's like it explodes out of you. Now, treatment of cyclosporiasis includes fluids, rest, and antibiotics. And we'll probably give you something like Bactrim, trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, or Bactrim. So it's an old-school antibiotic that seems to still work. So the CDC posted that the recall includes a 6-ounce, 12-ounce, and 28-ounce vegetable trays that have the broccoli, cauliflower, celery sticks, dill dip. They talk about the states. Recalled products have a best of enjoy by date of June 17th, and they want us to not eat or sell the recalled vegetable trays. Throw them out. So, you know, many of you guys are probably really scratching your head as to what do you trust? I mean, we have been, I think, doing a damn good job increasing more vegetables in our diet. I watch you guys. I'm watching my husband. I'm watching all of us. Maybe it's because we're getting older. I mean, I remember when my mom would order a salad. I'm like, why would you spend money on a salad? We're at a restaurant. Get some meat. She didn't really want to order any meat. I'm like, I don't get that. Why would you buy? I mean, salads, you spend a lot of money for lettuce. You could buy lettuce at the store. And, you know, But I got to tell you, I like the Claim Jumper salads. My favorite salad out there in a restaurant is Claim Jumper's. I also like Outback Caesar salad, but that has a lot of calories. But the citrus salad at Claim Jumper, delicious. I don't know what sauce they put on. It's probably really sugary, but it is delicious. I love it. But they have onions. I'm not supposed to eat onions, but damn, they're good. So we're trying to eat healthier. And between these E. coli outbreaks and these salmonella outbreaks and all these, I mean, we don't see a lot of salmonella on vegetables and produce. We saw, like, the E. coli. But now with this, with the cyclosporiasis, you know, what are people supposed to do? And why vegetables? Well, because, you know, with meat, we cook our meat. And if you cook your meat pretty darn good, you're not going to get sick from it. And another theory I have is when you eat meat, your body knows when meat is coming. Like me, right now I'm thinking about meat and I'm already salivating. Already my salivary glands and my parotids are getting poised for a big chunk of meat. Just thinking about meat, my mouth waters. Then my stomach acids start to, you know, juice up. And so my guess is once meat touches you and your teeth shear into that steak, it's all juicy and, you know, oozing with flavor, and you got the little blood in there, and you just tear into that meat, and it's so succulent and delicious. Anyway, your body is full court press, already expecting that it is going to have to digest something that's very difficult to digest. But vegetables, like, oh, it's just vegetables. Lettuce is thin. I'm not going to need to use a lot of protein enzymes, you know, protein breaking down enzymes, catalases, things like that. It's lettuce. It's tomato. All we have to do is squash it. A banana. Just look at a banana and it bruises. So my guess is the body, you know, puts full court press, you know, brings out the cavalry when it comes to meat. But when it comes to vegetables, since it's lighter, the body doesn't have to freak out. Now that's good from a metabolism standpoint. It's good from a caloric standpoint. But not good from a bacteria standpoint. Plus, you know, these are parasite standpoints. You know, plus, vegetables are wet. So the wetness, and they're not cooked a lot of times. If you notice, most of these recalls are raw vegetables. We're not cooking our raw vegetables, obviously. So we have to rely on washing them off. And so we don't, you know, how many of you actually wash off vegetables in your vegetable tray? I don't. I open up the tray and I eat. The whole purpose of me buying it in the tray is so I don't have to wash off the vegetable. Well, I guess now you have to. So my suggestion to you is to do that. If not, you're going to have explosive diarrhea. Actually, it sounds worse than that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're watching this hurricane, Hurricane Chris. Kind of an odd name for a hurricane. You know, barrel, that sounded like it's barreling through. But that already kind of dwindled off. But Chris, apparently, is causing warnings along the Atlantic coast. And city officials are warning the beachgoers to be wary of heavy surf and life-threatening rip currents. Because Hurricane Chris is going to swirl off the East Coast. At 11 a.m. today, the National Weather Service in Miami said Chris was... That just sounds so strange to me, Chris. Like Hurricane Molly. I don't know, I guess Hurricane Molly makes sense. Hurricane Dahlia. I cannot wait for them to have a Hurricane Dahlia. I mean, I really don't want that because I don't want anybody to say, oh yeah, you know, Hurricane Dahlia came in and destroyed our lives. I really don't want that. But remember, any hurricane of mine would probably veer to the right, so it'll probably just end up in the Atlantic. So anyway, Chris was centered 440 miles east of Cape Hatteras in North Carolina with maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. So it's headed northeast at 22 miles per hour, on track to brush past Canada's easternmost province, and then hit Iceland this weekend. Chris strengthened from a tropical storm into a hurricane yesterday. It became the second named hurricane of the 2018 Atlantic season, making the earliest formation of the season's second hurricane since 2005. And I was going to mention that. We are supposed to be expecting above average hurricane season. I know they say that every year. But if we already have our second major hurricane, second week of July, we are looking for a very active season. As you remember, the big, nasty ones were more August, September. So we still have a lot of time. We are still really early into hurricane season. Our hurricane season goes from June to November. So we'll keep you posted on that. Of course, you know, people, it's hot. People want to go to the beach. You know, being told to avoid the beach because, you know, it's, you know, there could be a possible hurricane. People want surf. I get that. And there could be some damn good surfing. So National Weather Service is warning everybody to stay away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So 11 new conditions have been approved for medical marijuana treatment, according to an article coming out of Michigan. And the state has 11 new debilitating medical conditions that it will include to approve for their medical marijuana treatment. Apparently, the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs announced the additions to Michigan's Medical Marijuana Act. And something that affects one state many times gets picked up in others. So they approve for medical marijuana, arthritis, autism, chronic pain, colitis, inflammatory bowel disease, obsessive compulsive disorder, Parkinson's, rheumatoid arthritis, spinal cord injury, Tourette's, and ulcerative colitis. Don't go away. We'll break back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was eating some Mike and Ike's, and the problem is those aren't really quick and easy to eat. So I'm putting them back. I apologize. Hey, I could wait till after the next segment. So this is kind of fascinating to me, the diseases that Michigan is now allowing as a medical reason or criteria to use medical marijuana. And they included autism. A lot of parents are happy about that. But what was denied, the conditions denied under the new medical marijuana rules, were anxiety, asthma, brain injury, depression, diabetes, gastric ulcer, non-severe and non-chronic pain, organ transplant. I get that with organ transplant. I get that. Panic attacks, schizophrenia, and social anxiety disorder. So, one issue I'm finding with a lot of my ex-patients or listeners was that when they wanted to use marijuana, it was for anxiety, depression, etc. And so I find that that would be on the list that wouldn't be allowed. And I'm a little confused by that. Yet, autism was included. And so, autism qualifies. So, how does cannabis help autism? Well, they think maybe what's happening is many people with autism have a variety of other issues. Now, anxiety is a big one of them. Social anxiety is a big issue. But again, according to Michigan's list, no, those aren't approved criteria. But autism is. Well, a mom with an autistic child, you know, teenager, or an autistic adult, the marijuana will help calm that. So one of the reasons why autism is included on that is because of that. So that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. However, other issues are sleeping problems, seizures, maybe certain GI disorders. So medical cannabis may be able to help with that. But again, I'm just a little confused that if they're okaying it for autism, why not some of the other issues that we're using it to help autism, such as anxiety, asthma, etc.? Because there are some individuals with a degree of autism that are not diagnosed with autism. They may have anxiety, depression, certain issues in social situations. They may be agoraphobic. And then we come to find out that they may be a high-functioning autistic adult or a teenager. So, now what? You know, autism is underdiagnosed. Anxiety is underdiagnosed. Depression is underdiagnosed. We really don't diagnose. You know, there's a person that, it's funny, and I'm a physician, and so I picked it up right away, but I still get caught in the same trap that a non-clinician does. There's a person who I don't really want to describe how I know this person from, that really strikes you as odd. And I don't want to say that in a bad way, but they stand out because of their behavior. Their behavior is just very different. Just, they'll say things, they'll be loud, they'll be, I know, I'm not talking about myself, all right? But they're very bright. I mean, this person is really smart. But even though everything that person has done, I haven't found negative, and I haven't been averted by it or turned off by it or anything like that, I find the whole package to be somebody that I want to keep distance from. And as a clinician, that bothers me. And I find myself, whenever I see this person, tightening up. And I have to remind myself, I bet this person has some sort of, is on some sort of scale of the autism spectrum. And mind you, I have four nieces and nephews on the scale of the autism spectrum. I've worked with children. I'm very comfortable around people with autism. But those are people that are diagnosed, and maybe that's the trap I'm falling into. And because this person is so highly functioning, my spidey sense is telling me this is a person who's odd. Keep your distance. And I'm not saying that person has autism. I'm not trying, you know, but I'm being very honest about how our bodies react. And so whenever I have a family member say, look, I got a nephew or a niece or a cousin, and something's not right, but they swear to me they don't do drugs, I go, I kind of describe the feeling they may have, and I go, it may just be that you have some spidey sense telling you that this person is different. And that's just not sitting right. Now, remember, in today's world, we're supposed to be all embracing and all encompassing, and we don't want to be discriminatory by any means. But the one common thread I am seeing with people is they go, there is something not right, and I can't pinpoint it. Well, that could be an Asperger's or a highly functioning autistic person. And the other common thread is everybody says they're smart. They are very smart. So many of these people are doctorates. Many of these people are very high up in their field. And they're like, something is odd. And again, they're really, really smart. They're smart. But they may not have social savviness. Now, maybe that's what even makes them smarter. For those of us who are more socially savvy, we do stupid things. I'll sit there and I'll just start singing a song in front of people, and that's not appropriate at work. You don't sit there and just start singing and then start dancing to some music that you hear. But I do that because, you know what, that's socially acceptable. If there's some good music, you could, you know, shake your tushy to it. That's okay. Well, maybe not anymore. I don't think you're allowed to shake your tushy now at school. That would be probably sexual harassment if you shake your tushy, because someone could be offended by it. But anyway, whereas somebody with autism would be like, I don't even like that song. The words make no sense. Why are we listening to the song? So they're right. They're actually smarter than the rest of us. But they just don't fit in with us socially. But the other point I'm trying to make with this is, you, from a human instinct standpoint, you stay away from individuals who are quote-unquote odd. And this is why these kids that have autism or Asperger's are so isolated in school, which worsens their social issues and obstacles, because other kids instinctively don't want to be around them. Something's not right. And I've worked with many autistic individuals. They're not going to attack you. They're not going to be a threat to you. But your spidey sense goes off. And so I don't want all of us to fall into a trap, because if somebody does suffer from anxiety or mental disorder or a social or behavioral or developmental disorder. And I hate calling autism a disorder. I don't want to call it that because, again, these people are very, very gifted in the gifts that they have. You're not going to want to help them. So, you know, I talk about my grandfather. My grandfather would always, you know, threaten us kids and, you know, tried to hit us with a cane and was always swinging his cane. He was always mean and his eyes were always rolling. And I come to realize now as a clinician, he probably had CTE. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy from his football days. But I stayed away from him. I stayed far away from my grandfather because he scared me. So people that have issues, mental issues, developmental issues, physical issues, etc., you find yourself trying to stay away from them, and then they don't get the help. It makes it worse. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. Well, a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And don't think difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
K Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.